Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello geeks and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest is Angela Olea of Assisted Living Locators. And today's episode is brought to you by Subtle Strauss and iPost. And we'll start with a quick announcement about the Multi-Unit Franchising Conference happening August 31st through September 3rd at Caesars Palace in Vegas. If you're a multi-unit franchisee, or you would like to be, you really need to be at this show and talk to the best brands in the business about opportunities to diversify your business. Register today at multiunitfranchisingconference.com. And special thanks to our friends at Franchise Update Media for always putting on what I think is the best show of the year. And multi-unit owners, drop me a line privately on Facebook or LinkedIn or on the website. I would love to invite you to a little VIP party I'm co-hosting with my friends at Celebrity School and Kent Franchise Law. We love talking to multi-unit owners. More and more, they are the backbone of this industry. So we will see you in Vegas, baby. Today, I'm joined by Angela Olea. She's the CEO and founder of Assisted Living Locators. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I am doing wonderful today. Thank you.
It's great to talk to you. I really want to dive into some trends in all of the spaces you're working, senior care, franchising, and everything else. But before we get there, tell us a little bit of background about your business and about yourself.
Sure. So I am, my background is a registered nurse, and I witnessed firsthand how challenging and emotional discharging people from the hospital and how frustrating it was. Certainly in Arizona, we had a lot of elderly that were separated from their families because they had been there as transplant second homes. And that inspiration, that frustration turned to inspiration. And I founded a company, a local company at the time, that helped matchmake the seniors with the local providers, such as assisted living and memory care. There was just a gap between the hospital and community. And that nurturing, that advocacy that I had as a nurse, and I still can continue with my registered nurse license, but I was able to pivot that and really support the local families. And through that initial creating that locally, in the response to that, it turned into just a huge need across the U.S. and put me on the path for franchising. Now, that's that's certainly the accelerated version of it. But you know, time is limited.
Yes. Well, a couple of things I wanted to ask you about there. I find it interesting that you're still a licensed RN. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And because so many people leave one profession and they kind of leave it behind, but obviously there's something in your day-to-day work with your customers that you find it necessary or valuable to retain that license. Yes.
Yeah. Well, as a nurse, nursing is a wonderful profession that you have not only all different types of nursing from babies to research, but you also have the ability to, what I consider myself as an educator. And so I educate. I'm no longer doing obviously bedside nursing or direct patient care, but what I've taken is the knowledge from my many years of nursing and working in geriatrics. And I educate our franchisees and their employees to help, you know, continue with that background that I've had. So that's how I've leveraged it. So my nursing is in an educator role, how I work that.
And we'll come back to franchising because I've got a whole bunch of questions about getting into the franchise space with this business model. But first, I want to focus on senior care. obviously the last year and a half or almost 2 years, everything has changed in so many industries, but probably not nearly as much of a change as we've seen in senior care. Tell us where you see the industry right now and, you know, what's going on in the next 6 months that maybe we would be a little surprised about.
Sure. So you're absolutely right. During the pandemic, actually senior care saw accelerated growth opportunities. This is an essential needs for services. And, you know, as we both can attest to, aging doesn't stop just because things are happening despite what's happening in the world. You know, that aging process still continues, but so that essential need was there. So senior care is a recession resistant. And so ours, because we predominantly worked, most of what we do is work with the independent living memory care and assisted living communities. We also work with home care. And so what we found was that it really accelerated that what we needed to do as far as working with the strategic partners in the home care. And so we were able to really look at, advance our digital agenda. And, you know, we embrace technology, and technology has always been a part of what we do. We've always been a very high touch franchise, personally meeting with the families. But even prior to COVID, 100% of our franchisees, we didn't do all interaction with the families on a face-to-face. Technology has always been involved, even from day one. But what we pivoted was really making it during COVID, it became 100% using the digital for a time. And so what it really accelerated, it advanced us, and we really had to step up our virtual tech with our franchisees to meet with the families. And so I would give the analogy is if you're right-handed, you broke your right hand and you had to learn how to use your left hand. And, yeah. And it really forced, the mindset, and what we really had to step back was to remind the franchisees, prior to this, you could have been on vacation, or you could have been, on a tour or at your kid's ball game. You were not present at every senior consulting and every placement that you did. You were able to do this remotely, and we are just accelerating that. So we had to really look at it through a different optic, and it wasn't anything they had not done since the beginning of time, but it was never 100%. Our business model wasn't 100% virtual.
And I would assume that even if, fingers crossed, we rid the world of COVID and there's never another pandemic and, all of that sort of thing, I would assume this virtual consultation, there's still value in that, even if things are fully open again, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've always had an online assessment tool. And so with the high touch, instead of it being 100% during that brief period of COVID, prior to that, it was probably 70-30, 60-40, 60% in person, probably a little bit higher than that. But now I would say it's probably going to be, in that 50-50 range. With it, we've really accelerated the partnerships with the communities. They've improved tremendously their virtual tours and the ability to showcase their communities. And prior to that, so if we had a family that was out of state or even out of country, we would do FaceTime tours. We would do a walkthrough. Hey, here we are.
Right.
Out. And so it has really, from that standpoint, it has really helped enhance that robust opportunity for those who literally can't make it here for a tour, which has always been the case, but it really helps them better be part of the decision-making process with that. Everybody, I think, in the senior care has had to step up their virtual tech opportunities and leverage those.
So let's talk about some of those other companies and organizations in senior care. So are you working with other franchise systems who maybe actually provide senior care in home or at a location or something like that? Do you work with a lot of other franchise brands?
Yeah, absolutely. Early on, we recognized that no one wants to leave their home. It is a secure and wonderful place if they can, if it meets the criteria, the social, the meals, the supervision, all of the things that when you start to decline, you've got different areas. And so when we first get a phone call, typically the person, it's not, hey, come find me in assisted living. It's mom's having some decline. We'd like to get some care in the home. And as we walk through those processes with them, it's going to be a fork in the road. For those who can stay at home in the least restrictive environment, they've got the funding, the support, and the social needs are being met, and as well as the healthcare, then we absolutely partner with companies such as Bright Star is one of them. We have numerous. We just because of the way that franchising is, you have to work with different brands to get the market penetration. And certainly we found that even during COVID, if we had numerous partners in a particular, I recall franchisee in North Carolina, she had several clients, two in a week that needed 24-hour care. And the one company that she worked with, she said, we absolutely can't staff it. So she worked with two different home care partners to meet the needs of the senior, and they jointly collaborated to with the staffing to meet the needs of the family. So we're you've got to be nimble, and have exclusive necessarily partnerships, because you've got to look at the needs of the senior.
Is staffing a real big challenge right now for senior care? I know it is in a lot of other franchise spaces like restaurants and QSR and retail. I would assume we're seeing the same thing in senior care with, a hard time getting a lot of staff.
Absolutely. It is a huge, issue. And it is a more challenging issue, especially for those that may have had the opportunity where they only need a few hours of care per day. Are the ones significantly impacted by that, because finding somebody 4 hours in the morning or 4 hours in the evening versus someone who needs 24-hour care, it's much easier to staff that 24-hour care with steady workers, consistent workers. And so there are challenges with children being out of school.
Sure.
Parents having to teach their kids, do the homeschooling. I mean, it was a whole litany of things. So yes, it definitely was a challenge, and we were able to, in senior care and placement, we were able to either, if staffing was an issue or they couldn't afford it, we were able to find even temporary housing for them, temporary assisted living, we call respite, until, for the length of time that they needed, whether it was going to be short-term, long-term, or until the staffing could cover if home was going to be the ultimate option. So again, being nimble, being flexible, transparent, and communicating with partners, and partners even being, so I mentioned non-medical home care, but we also work with hospice, and we also work with the skilled home health agencies. So lots of different agencies. And when I talk about partnerships, even outside of that, College Hunks is a partner. We also have partnerships with companies that redo bathrooms, from changing it from the old tub that might be a, back injury, or you've got someone who's got mobility problems, and now they can modify the bathroom. So it's a roll and shower and put the grab bars in a toilet lift. So we are absolutely, we're the hub of the wheel, and our strategic partnerships extend from realtors to home care to mobility. We're like a one-stop shopping. We really listen to the needs of the families that we're working with during the discovery process, and create a customized plan for them, to help match make with the needs that they have. And best of all, our services are free.
Oh, wow. Tell me about that. How does that structure work?
So it is the communities, our providers. We have vetted partners that our fees are paid by the providers. So if it's a non-medical home care, whether it's an assisted living, or sometimes it is, there's never a fee to the family that is searching.
Back in a moment after this word from Suttle Strauss. Suttle Strauss eliminates the franchisor marketing busy work of redundant customizations while protecting brand standards by giving franchisees self-service access to customize, print, download, and mail brand right collateral for their local markets from one central online portal. They offer franchises scalable solutions for managing their marketing collateral, direct mail, promotional products, and signage needs. Growing brands like Goldfish Swim School, Christian Brothers Automotive, and Topper's Pizza have saved thousands of dollars and have been able to run their marketing programs with a small graphic design staff by leaning on Suttle Strauss as a strategic marketing partner. You can get a free demo or download some case studies at suttlestrauss.com/franchise. That's suttle-strauss.com/franchise. You mentioned working with not just other senior care franchise brands, but other areas that it just really makes sense that you're working with, home service companies and moving companies and that kind of thing. I would assume the franchise community is a great place for you to network and build partnerships, right?
It is. And it really takes, we've got to connect those dots because we see that from the assisted living locator's angle of why it is important that we have a realtor, why it's important that we have a house cleaning company or a roofing or a landscaping. Because for us, that's what the decline, if someone is no longer able to sustain living at home and do all the things that they did safely, that they did before, maybe a spouse took care of that and now the spouse has passed away. Yeah. And so for us, it is connecting with the service industries. And once we have that conversation and we explain, they value, really that they see how it is very important, not only that we can refer to them, but that they see things as well and they can make referrals to us. So it's a great synergy.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. So you are really kind of in the center of a lot of different franchise partners and definitely in the middle of the industry. What do you see happening for the rest of this year and maybe even into 2022 in franchising and people starting their own local business? Is there anything that you're watching and really telling your franchisees or potential franchisees to look out for over the next 6 to 12 months?
Absolutely. It is really making sure that that they quickly pivot their plans to the changing world. So it is, keeping on top of making sure that they do see things panoramic, that they're constantly updating with their franchise partners, strategic partners, not stepping away from that technology. It's easy to go back to what you're comfortable with. And so meeting with families in person is very important, but as we've seen with what's currently happening, you really have to have that flexibility to put senior safety first. So continuing with, safety first, safe virtual tours and continue with the Zoom and other online meetings, but it is going to embrace that change. It is going to be about really having those community partnerships and creating that tight network of resources to meet the needs, because that's only going to continue how we all intersect with one another.
Angela, before we go, what else are you involved in these days in the franchise space or in the senior care space?
Assisted living locators fosters a culture of social responsibility with our franchisees. And so we've built our brand synonymous with that compassion. And we give all across the country a variety of local causes, from partnering nationally with Alzheimer's Association to working with veterans, homeless veterans, and collected even iPads during the pandemic to provide that to seniors who were separated from their family, and helping provide instruction on how do you use those. Philanthropic outreach to empower your franchisees. It can bring tremendous personal success and professional success. And so I think it's important for all franchises and all businesses to really help be part of their community and create that positive image, as well as to have that positive impact. There's a responsibility that goes with that. And the benefits of that are just absolutely tremendous. And all of our franchisees across the U.S. Know that for our culture, that's going to be part of what they do in giving back.
If anyone has some additional questions for you, or they'd like to learn a little bit more about your services or your franchise system, where can we send them?
AssistedLivingLocators.com is our website, and they're able to explore whether it's franchising opportunities or senior care and what we do. It is assistedlivinglocators.com, or they can reach us at our corporate office at 480-807-HELP, H-E-L-P.
Before we go, a quick word from iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.